You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. If Governor Evers gets his way, Wisconsin will become the 17th state to have automatic voter registration. He's calling for the change in his proposed state budget. As people apply for or renew a driver's license, they'd either automatically become registered to vote or asked if they'd like to be. The plan might face an uphill battle as it would have to be approved, as with the rest of the budget, by the Republican-controlled state legislature. Philip Chen is an assistant professor of political science at Beloit College. Phil, welcome back to the show.
Happy to be here.
We'll talk about how this tends to work, this automatic voter registration. There are, I imagine, different ways to implement that.
There are, but it's actually fairly, there's a fairly sort of consistent model. What we have right now is what we call an opt-in system in most states. You might have heard it called the Motor Voter Act. Basically, when you go to the DMV, you're given the option of checking a box and you'll get a card to register to vote there. What this is it switches from an opt-in system to an opt-out system. Basically, anytime you have contact with the state government, if your information is provided that is enough information to register you to vote, you are automatically registered unless you check a box that says, no, I don't want to be registered to vote. And of course, it's only people who are eligible to vote are registered. All that kind of all the requirements are met. And then you're just automatically registered and placed into the registration system.
And the way most people would for sure have that contact with the state is getting a driver's license. Is that right?
Yeah. So the DMV is a very common place, but really any state office. So if you go to, say, a health center or something that's run by the state, all of these are ways that, and it depends on the state how much they want to, how they want to implement this. But the idea is that it's not just the DMV. It's any kind of contact with the with a state government agency that where you have to fill out a form. If that form has enough information to register you, that's a place where they can where you can sort of opt out instead of opt in.
And in the same budget address, and we've had callers ask about this, the governor talked about having some kind of driver's license for undocumented immigrants. There are people in the state with visas, mm-hmm. Documented immigrants who can't vote.
Right.
That would get sorted out in this process, presumably.
Yes, absolutely. Because one of the key parts of what you need to register to vote would be a social security number or you know, there's ways that they can check. So, yes, that is all sorted out in the process.
And we have other states already doing this.
Yes.
Do we know if it's impacted not just registration numbers, but actual voting numbers?
So the obviously registration numbers have gone up because it's automatic, right?
Right.
It's almost by definition has gone up. The evidence, I think, is we're still sort of sorting through the evidence on whether turnout rates in these states has gone up. But what we know from an international perspective is there's been lots of research starting in even like the 1970s that have shown that countries with automatic voter registration see higher levels of turnout than countries without it.
We're talking about automatic voter registration. Governor Evers is proposing that for Wisconsin. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think of this idea when you get a driver's license or interact with the state in a number of ways that require you to provide certain kinds of ID? Should you be automatically registered? Tell us what you think at 800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. We got some comments already on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Gerald writes, it's pretty silly that we don't already have automatic voter registration. Voting in this country is mishandled immensely. People actively work to make it more difficult and to drive people away from making their vote when things should be easy and celebrated. And that's kind of an argument that's going on, whether we're talking about automatic voter registration, voter ID, early voting. How does this fit into that back and forth over accessibility to voting?
I think this is in many ways kind of a middle ground proposal for that. It's a way for the state to continue to handle voter registration, but it eases the burden on voters in some way without actually making, you know, it's not a major change to the registration system. It doesn't implement new requirements for identification or anything like that. It's just an easier way to connect people into the registration system.
We also heard from Ron on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Ron says, if you're too lazy to register to vote and prove who you are, you should not be involved in this privilege. And that's that might speak to maybe it wouldn't increase voter turnout. The people who are motivated to vote might be motivated enough to register on their own time.
You know, I think this is a common complaint about the idea is that it's, you know, you have to have some kind of connection to, you know, you have to want to register to vote. That doesn't really explain why we trail so many other countries in this. So many other countries have automatic voter registration, and they see high levels of turnout, and it's not because their citizens are in some way lazier or, you know, less engaged in the process. If you look at some of the research from the Brennan Center for Justice, they've looked at this and said, you know, one of the big things it does is it reduces errors in the registration process. If you're filling out a card and you fill out and you put the wrong initial or it gets copied wrong, you may not be allowed to vote if you have a voter ID requirement. Whereas if you're in a state government system, that information is automatically transferred. It's an easier system. It tends to save states money on the whole, less processing, less error, more likely to allow people to be able to vote.
Phil Chen is with us from Beloit College looking at automatic voter registration. Zach joins us now on the phone at 800-642-1234. Zach calling from Prairie du Chien. Zach, hello.
Hi, how we doing?
Good. What did you want to bring up, Zach?
Well, I was curious because I just recently moved into Wisconsin and had gotten my driver's license already, and I was curious if already renewed or new registrations have already been processed, if that would take this into effect as well, if it would be, you'd be automatically entered in, or is it only when you're being renewed?
Zach, thanks for calling, and welcome to Wisconsin. I don't know if we have that level of detail yet, Phil, but would everyone who's already applied for a driver's license retroactively be registered?
My guess is no, because, again, since it's not an automatic, it's not a compulsory registration. Mm-hmm. You're not required to be registered. It's an opt-out registration in every state that I know of, and so it's hard. You can't go back and have people opt out. So again, we don't have the specifics of the proposal yet. It could be amended in committee, but the basic idea I would imagine would be from this point forward retroactively would be pretty hard to implement.
Thanks again for the call, Zach. Do we know, again, 16 I think it was, states already have this? Are these blue states? Is this a Democratic state versus Republican state kind of thing so far?
So I have the list. I think I only have 15 states. You can look at it. It does tend to be largely Democratic states, but there are some other states on there. West Virginia has this. Alaska has it. But then you see, you know, what you might expect. Colorado, California, Washington, D.C., Illinois, Massachusetts, Georgia's on there. So it does kind of run the gamut. But I think if you were to look at it on the whole, you would say these are Democratic-leaning states that have implemented this.
Is this something that gets engaged in a lot of controversy, like things like voter ID?
You know, I haven't seen a lot of controversy around it. I think it's less controversial because it is a sort of a proactive measure. So it's a hard thing to be really upset about doing, but you don't see it implemented in a lot of states. I think there's probably more underground opposition to it than sort of vocal opposition.
Are there things, state policies that we know of that do boost voter turnout? Are there proven track record things in the United States?
You know, proven track record things. Easing registration restrictions in general. A study from the 1980s said that if you could reduce registration burdens, current registration burdens, and make them go from sort of the most restrictive states to the least restrictive states, that can increase turnout by 6.5%. So easing the process for getting registered, for being part of the system, is a really big piece. That was in their study. That was one of the, if not the most influential factors, was easing the system of registration, reducing wait times, reducing how far in advance of an election you need to be registered, all of those kinds of things together can drastically increase turnout.
Now, Wisconsin has that same day voter registration. Mm-hmm. Is that one of those things that's going to make voting easier to do?
Yeah, so same day voting registration would be one of the proposals that they were talking about that could reduce or increase turnout and reduce those barriers.
And I imagine that's one of those things that if Wisconsinites move to other states, they might be surprised maybe at the polling station.
Exactly. This is sort of one of the issues that we run into, and it was why you're seeing pushes at the national level for a more consistent set of voting laws is that the state-by-state nature makes it really confusing. You may leave Wisconsin and move to another state and not have lived in that state long enough to be considered a resident and be eligible to vote there. You may, some states have same-day registration, but you're not allowed to register at the polls, so you have to make a trip to the county clerk's office to register and then go to the polls. So there can be a really, it can be really confusing to move states, to move into new areas.
Now, I won't ask you to predict this, but as you look ahead, and we've got a Republican legislature, a lot of things that they disagree with Governor Evers' budget on. Is this something where, hypothetically, you could see bipartisan cooperation?
I think you could probably see bipartisan cooperation, but I'm not sure we're going to in this legislative session. You know, I don't have my crystal ball.
Sure.
But my guess would be that this is, you know, especially seeing what the Democratic Party at the national level is doing to try to make this a campaign issue for 2020, voter reform, voting access. It's unlikely to be an issue, I think, at the state level here with a divided legislature and executive to be a high priority for the legislature. But I'm willing to be proven wrong on that.
And we've seen a lot of national Democrats in particular talk about redistricting reform, mm-hmm. and there are other key issues, voting access, things like that. Is this something that you see, this in particular, automatic voter registration, this sort of national call for states to do?
So I think you'll probably see the national, the National Party call for this, but it's much harder because of the federalism aspect, the aspect that states get to set their own voting laws and regulations. And so it's theoretically possible for Congress to implement some type of national voter registration, but it would almost certainly face lawsuits. It would certainly be sort of a longer, drawn-out process than just trying to convince states to implement this on their own.
Phil, thanks a lot for joining us
today. Anytime.
That's Philip Chen, Assistant Professor of Political Science at Beloit College. We talked to him about Governor Evers' call for automatic voter registration here in Wisconsin.